Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. And Stephen, I have an inclination that we're going to have a fun show today.
We're going to have a great show, and our guests are all ready to talk over us. So this is they're ready to go.
One of your guests.
We might want to just keep all the mics open for the entire show.
At all times.
This is going to be the easiest show we've ever done.
This will be the first time we've ever had a rapper and a drug dealer.
Legal drug dealer.
Yes.
And former rapper.
And former rapper.
Yep.
Well, no, you were rapping before we went on the air, so. Yeah.
Bars.
Okay.
There you go. So, we'll explain, but our guests are Billy Bowie with Elevate Experiences and Sylvia High with Aiming High.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Stephen.
Transformational training.
But before we get to them, we've got some business to take care of.
Absolutely. Mike, I want to remind all of our listeners that quality care is also close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com.
Yeah, Eastside, and we appreciate them being the presenting sponsor of Gwinnett Business Radio, but they may rethink that after the show.
No.
They're going to pay more.
That's right. And I'm very excited that later this month, I get to interview them all by myself.
Yeah, I'll be out of town, so you got
them. That's right.
All to yourself.
And I'm going to lock the door so they can't leave.
So,
I'm just here to make you laugh.
Everybody's talking.
Let's have some fun.
I know. Well, our first guest is Billy Bowie. All right, Sylvia, we're doing an interview over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got talkers.
Sylvia's got friends in the studio. Yeah, I told you it's going to be an interesting show.
I'll see you later, Mike.
Focus.
Billy Bowie is here with Elevate Experiences. Sylvia, we'll get to you later. Billy, tell us all about Elevate Experiences. What do you do when you're not rapping?
So we exist to help people and organizations live and lead at a higher level. Most people spend their lives in mediocrity. We help organizations figure out what it looks like for the events they put together to be off the charts, to be fantastic, to be real, to be revolutionary, and figure out their leadership concepts they're teaching their team, taking their culture through something that's going to add value to them as they're in the workplace, but also make them better humans as they interact with culture. And so organizations partner with big brands like Home Depot, Coca-Cola, FIFA, Chick-fil-A, a lot of points in between, big brands, small brands that are trying to figure out, how do I do something when I spend seven figures getting my people together, but then the event is really boring and normal. And I started my career by being a host, an MC, someone who's been on the microphone a lot, and figured out there's a way to break through that fourth wall to get engaged with the crowd in a way that you can make them really feel what you're up to versus let me just get from stage and tell you things you need to know. So I started by just doing events, but Elevate has morphed into events and leadership. So we do a lot of training and development to help folks not just put on a great event, but the things you do at your event, make sure it's really meaningful and impactful.
And I think that's one of the interesting things of your story is you get to the point of training and teaching by starting with the actual event. I mean, you started as more of an event company. So let me start by kind of asking about that first step of a good event, a good corporate event. You've done a bunch of them. What do you guys bring to the table that makes it different than the standard boring event?
Justin Timberlake said this at a concert. He said that I don't want my music to get in your ear. I want it to get in your blood. I saw Kendrick Lamar at a concert about 3 months after Justin Timberlake, and he said something very similar, that he wants to not just perform and do music, but make you feel something and interact with the environment in a different way. And for me, I ask people one really simple question when I'm doing an event. An event is a place, something you attend, but an experience is something you undergo. And so my flavor, my desire is help folks undergo things where they walk out a better human, meaning that the best question I ask a client, I'll sit with them and I'll say, hey, when somebody gets in their car and they turn the key and they start the engine and they put it in reverse and they back out and they go and they drive on the street, what do you want them to be thinking about and what do you want them to be feeling because they came to your thing? And if you want them just to say, oh, I'm so glad that thing was over. I mean, let's be honest. Most of the events we go to suck. I mean, they're just boring. People are self-serving. People pontificate on stage that don't really matter. But if the person on stage is really about the person that attends, then you're going to make more money, you're going to have more impact, and people are going to be a lot happier. So that's my thesis.
This is where you drop the mic and walk out of the studio.
That's it. Okay, interview's over. Holla back.
Exactly.
Peace out. Peace up, A-Town down, all that. Let's go.
Talk about your vision with Elevate Experiences.
Yeah, so we really looked at, without a vision, the people will perish. If you do not have a clear place you're going, nobody's going to go with you. And so when I sat down and figured out the word elevate and really got the brand down that word means to lift, to help people get better and improve and go somewhere from where they currently are to a better station, I had to figure out, how do I solidify that? So the word exist is in our vision. We exist to help people and organizations live and lead at a higher level. And that's our vision. If you visit our office, we're right here in Gwinnett County, right down the road in Norcross, Georgia. So anybody wants to come visit, every single tour has lights on the wall that flip and turn things on. We shoot confetti cannons over every guest that joins our office. We have a dance party for every guest that comes to our office. So we like to make it an experience, and we like to connect with people and help them say, wow, I don't have to tell you what the hashtag is. I don't have to tell you to tag me in a post. It's just we make the experience so remarkable that they can't wait to share with their friends on social media. And that's what a benchmark of a great event. Like, I can't wait to share Business Radio X on my social. I'm on live right now. What's up, Instagram? Like, I can't wait to share because you haven't asked me to share. I think the best brands don't have to ask you. You just do it because, man, you're so endeared to that brand. That's why I love what you guys are up to. And we try to figure out how do we do that with every brand we serve.
Speaking of brand, your personal brand is you. How do you incorporate that into your business? And give us a little background about what you've gone through, because your background is pretty fascinating.
Well, we have I personally believe if you don't have a personal brand in 2019, you're an idiot. Now, that's a strong statement. If you're not thinking personally, how do I storytell what I'm all about on the 7 to 8 platforms that matter most on your phone? Think about when I drive down the highway, the last time I've looked at a billboard was probably 10 years ago. The last time I've looked at a direct mailer was 10 years ago. But where do I go every day? Instagram, Facebook, all those different platforms. So personal brand is important to me because I want to be able to tell stories on those platforms that matter. If I look at my phone right now, my first 12 apps on my homepage are all social media connection platforms. And so each week we're putting out content on LinkedIn, and we're natively storytelling to people that care about business. We're on Facebook, natively storytelling to 40 to 70-year-olds, because that's who's on Facebook. We're natively storytelling on Instagram to folks that are in that 15 to 35 range that care about quick 15-second hits. And so I'm telling stories on those platforms. And the story that I'm telling, you mentioned the background, is I grew up in Gwinnett County, born and raised, went to elementary, middle, and high school here in Gwinnett. I was drafted by the Florida Marlins to play professional baseball, didn't sign, went to college. After college with a business degree, I played for the Philadelphia Phillies, was a right-handed pitcher, was really fun to get a paycheck to play a game. They relieved me of my services pretty quickly after 2 years, but really grateful to have my name on the back of a jersey, and they paid me, not much, it was a little bit, but just enough to say that I did play professional baseball. But all during that time, I fell in love with teams. And you realize that the shortstop is going to be a better fielder of a ground ball than an outfielder. And the catcher has the ability to see the game differently than the first baseman. And the pitcher is pitching once every 5 days, has to figure out the emotional intelligence when you have a bad outing to bounce back at your next one. So I've always been really curious about teams and interaction, which really caused me to move into the career I have. And I just did a blog series. If you go to billybowie.com, I did a blog series this fall called Hip Hop Raise Me, where I took my 5 favorite rappers of all time and learned the context and what they were trying to teach me from a leadership perspective. Run DMC was my very first artist that I fell in love with. Their first cassette tape, those of you that are listening probably don't know what that is, but I have my first cassette tape, and I remember what that cassette tape did for me. It taught me origin story. And for me, when Tribe Called Quest came out, I really loved that Tribe Called Quest was all about how do I bring my friend and my crew with me. And I look at Eminem and how he really taught us that you don't have to look like everyone else to exemplify your gift. And Lecrae, who's a rapper out of Atlanta, has an amazing faith in who Christ is, but he's not afraid to share that, but not use it as a crutch at the same time. And so I took my five favorite rappers, because hip hop really did raise me. And the man that I am now, I'm a father, so I have a 4, 6, and a 7-year-old. I had to think, because they're all like 13 months apart, so life is crazy. But I want my kids to know that the grind and the hustle and the passion and the urgency that we should have as humans is not to self-serve, but to serve others. And I'm just like deeply passionate about getting out of my comfort zone and kicking ass at the same time.
Billy, I wanted to ask you.
I'm fired up. Like, I want to keep going right now.
There you go. Yeah. We were just waiting for you to take a breath so I could ask you a quick question.
I love it.
So in your last answer, you talked about across all the social media platforms you used a phrase native storytelling. I want to ask you to expand on that a little bit more, because I think five different people might have five different ideas of what that means, but I want to know what native storytelling means to you, since it's so important to what you do.
So a TV commercial, if you take a TV commercial and you put it on Facebook, it just feels canned. It doesn't feel intentional. What I believe about natively storytelling is going to Twitter and knowing that folks are going to look at what I'm typing. I'm not just going to create a video and put it on Twitter and say, watch this. Create a video and put it on Facebook and say, watch this. It's figuring out, when you have the same photo shoot or the same video shoot, how do you tell maybe the same story in 9 different platforms to interact with your community that's following you there for that reason. Like, you probably don't go to Pinterest much. Do you go to Pinterest?
I do not.
So people that
Why
go
do
to,
you say that about me?
Because I don't. I would say that most guys don't spend their days on Pinterest. Let's be
right,
honest.
I got you.
But people that do go to Pinterest, they go there for a different reason than they would go to LinkedIn, than they would go to Instagram, than they would go to Facebook. And so each of those platforms, if you can figure out as a business how to storytell on those platforms in a way that the person that's there for the reason that they're there, they're going to buy your thing faster. And so I think businesses that are on social media pawn it off to their intern that's 22,
right,
and don't want to figure it out themselves. And I would say to the 30 to 70-year-old, go to a little website. It's called Google. G-O-O-G.
I've heard of it.
L-E. It's a new website. And type in. Yeah, write that down. G.
Oh, okay.
And you type in, how do I use Instagram for my business? And there's incredible video. How do I use Snapchat for my business? What does TikTok mean? So all these are ways.
And by the way, I think that concept of native storytelling goes off of social media as well. Because you nailed it, bringing a television ad and putting it on Facebook. That television ad is native storytelling for television.
Sure.
And doing face-to-face meetings, native storytelling there. Apparently direct mail and maybe even billboards still do a little native storytelling, but you don't watch that. That's not your...
Well, that's not me.
At.
It still works.
Right.
But figuring out for your business, which of those
exactly
do you need to use? I never hate on any particular way that they do it. Just as long as a business is saying, I'm investing this money to do this way is the important part. I love the Cardi B Pepsi commercial that was on the Super Bowl. It was amazing. I don't know if you saw it. Little John was on there and the whole thing was there. And they figured out during the filming of that commercial, there's a couple shots they made for Instagram and Facebook while they were filming that commercial. And so the director of that commercial for the Super Bowl commercial, which is obviously really, really expensive, they were thinking about during that filming, how can I take something to natively storytell on those other platforms, which is super cool.
Well, among other things, let's see, ball player, speaker, rapper, author also is on your list, Billy. Talk about... the culture being the topic of your first book.
Yeah, so I'm writing my first book that's coming out, and those of you that are authors out there that have your first book coming out, you set a date, then you're like, oh crap, I'm not ready, and then you set another date. So the title of the book as it stands currently is called Most Cultures Suck, But Yours Doesn't Have To. And so it's a concept of taking people that see culture as this mythical unicorn out in the distance, to bring it really practical to what are ways I can communicate to my team better. What are ways I can collaborate? How do I create unstructured and structured fun? How do I hire for culture fit? What does diversity and inclusion really look like in my business? Let's start a better conversation. So really, really excited about that book coming out. Yesterday even, I did a conversation with a company about culture. And whenever I come in and speak about culture, I look like I'm looking now. I wear a hat, a little tilted to the side. I wear a hoodie jacket. And I try to figure out how to get the suits to not think that it's all about the suit or the tie or the dress. How do you get more real and authentic? Because a lot of folks that I know hate on the next generation. The generation behind them are stupid, whatever generation you're in. I'm Generation X. I'm 42. And so looking at millennials are some of the most brilliant and talented and off the charts people you will ever meet. They just need to be communicated to differently.
Right.
Generation Y and Z that are coming behind them, I've watched millennials hate on the next generation, and it's so funny to be able to talk to them. Oh, now I understand why Generation X was so mad at millennials. And so let's just have a better conversation that we're all human, and what do we all value, and how could we start a better conversation in the workplace that will allow our P&L statements to look better, to make more money, to reduce expenses, and have happier people? Because the two metrics that I look at most when measuring culture is, one is, are you decreasing turnover? And are you improving profit per employee? Those are the two metrics. Now, those sound very businessy, and I love business. Don't get it twisted. I love P&L statements. I love to rock it. My goal is to own the Atlanta Hawks. That's one of my life ambitions. But I need to make sure that everything I'm doing is mapping towards that end. And my biggest map towards that is helping not just people put on a really, really good event, but how can they transform their culture, which is why you can add a zero or two to their invoices and do more with them than just come in and speak at their thing.
Well, Billy, as we get ready to wrap things up, our listenership here at Business
Radio
X.
You said wrap things up.
Yeah, no. Oh. Who wants to hear the rap? If I did a beatbox, would you
Pun
guys
intended.
Rap?
There you go.
No, we're not.
I'm not going
to
rap.
Trey will not allow Mike to rap, and I'm smart enough to know that I should not rap.
The ladies
either.
In the studio got their phones. They're like, "Oh, we getting this?
Oh,
we getting
he's doing it."
I was ready to rap. Oh, I love it.
Well, the message to the business leaders that are listening to the show, if they're still listening, no, I know they're listening. What should they take away as far as, you know, why does Billy Boohie matter to me? Why should I maybe even reach out to him?
Yeah, so if you went to billybowie.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter called the Keep It Fresh Chronicle, I promise I will be gentle on your inbox, and every single email that we send out will add massive value to you. Videos, podcasts, written pieces designed to help people think a little bit differently about how they produce their events and how they build culture. And so that's, I mean, my heartbeat and passion. When I die, I've got a talk I do called Pack Out Your Funeral. And at the end of it, my goal was like, how can I pack out my funeral? I hope that something maybe today, if I die this week, one of you would come to my funeral. Because like, dude, that dude was like impacting me even in the few minutes that I was there. And so if we can get people to figure out how not they can make it through the day, which most people meet are just trying to do that, but thinking ahead of how do I pack out my funeral? And so if that resonates with you, go to billybowie.com, sign up for the newsletter. Obviously, all the social media platforms at Billy Boohie. That's B-O-U-G-H-E-Y. Find it in the show notes, right? Click on all the things.
Yep.
But I would love to connect with you. And my greatest joy is when someone listens to my podcast or hears a talk like this and they see me somewhere, just come up and say hello. I do my very best to pause and to talk and really have a real honest conversation with everybody that I meet. If you're out there and I missed you, I'm sorry, but come see me if you see me, because I really do not want to be someone that sits on a high heel that produces something but is not real reality in the grind and the hustle and helping people out. So if that resonates, come follow.
Well, great stuff, Billy. We appreciate you coming on. I got to see you speak. I thought you were amazing. I said,
thanks,
this
man.
Is somebody that I would love to have come on the show and share your knowledge. And it would be a disservice if I didn't ask for you to at least give us a few seconds of some rapping on the
goodness.
Air.
He's asking me on the air right now.
You did
now.
It before the show. It was so good.
Seriously.
You got ladies here with the cameras ready to go.
The cameras are on.
Yep.
All right. I'm transformed, my life is different, it's terrific, nothing scientific, old way, the past way, everything's new, I don't like to do the things I used to do, and my friends, they can see the change, they say, yo, Bill, you ain't the same, you don't wild out a booger no more, what's happened, Business Radio, it's a freestyle, Sylvia sitting next to me saying, hey, Billy B, will you please write a rhyme about me, you about to lift, we about to go up and flip the script, because my name is Billy, come follow me, I promise I'll bring value to you, I hope that you see, that's all I got for you.
There you go. Our producer, Trey, says Eminem's on line one, wants to talk to you.
Yes, good.
Good stuff.
Cue it up.
Billy, great to see you again. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Billy Boohie with Elevate Experiences here on Business Radio X.
Now, if I had the talent Billy had, I would wrap the following.
You are going to wrap the Subaru.
I'm not going to do that because we want Subaru of Gwinnett to continue to support us here. So I'm going to instead do it in my best Barry White impression. Love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You know, we messed that up. I know there's an applause there, but we messed that up. You know why?
Why?
We should have had Billy read that.
Yeah, we should have.
That would have been
too
fun.
Late.
I wish we had a third sponsor for the show.
Ah, there you go.
It's a selling point.
Phones are open now. Call Trey. Become a sponsor. Billy will read your thing on the air.
All right, our next guest, I don't know how she's going to top that, but I have a feeling she'll aim high and she'll be able to do it.
Ah!
Did it again.
Yeah, that's two. Yeah.
Sylvia High with Aiming High. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Wow, I'm already thrilled just sitting next to Billy. I'm ready to go.
What an act to follow.
Yeah.
But Sylvia, tell us all about Aiming High and what your company does.
Yeah, Aiming High is a transformational training company, and we have been doing transformational trainings around the world and mostly here in the U.S. for over 26 years. And our purpose in the world is to, much like what Billy said earlier, is to have every human being own the fact that when they wake up every single morning, two things are true. What is true when you wake up each morning is that you are an unlimited possibility and you have the gift of choice. So when I wake up in the morning and I first give thanks to God for a new day and rejoice in that moment, the next thing I ask myself each and every day is, what will I do with this choice that I have today and the fact that I am an unlimited possibility? So intentional living, we are about happening to life versus life happening to you. And so many of us over time start to become passive players in our own lives. And instead, we say create your life versus allowing life to happen to you. And you can only do that when you are discovering more and more and more and more of yourself. So our goal is to have you at Aiming High discover what you don't know, that you don't know, and you don't even know you don't know it. And I know that's a mouthful. It's better known as hidden beliefs, blind spots. Every single one of us as human beings have a belief about every single thing that exists. And when those beliefs are hidden from you, you don't own the belief, it owns you. And you are being obedient to that belief. And that in that sentence right there lies the difference between what you say you want and actually creating it.
So who's reaching out to you? What does your customer look like? Why do they enroll in your trainings?
Now, I know in most businesses, we always say, there's a niche. Who's your niche? Who's your niche? And the truth is, authentically, if from 18 to 80 and beyond is the perfect person for what we do at Aiming High. Because we as human beings are forever evolving, or should be, in my opinion. One of the things that I say, aging is not optional, but getting old is. So we support people in staying alive and vibrant from start to finish. And the only way that you can do that if you are an intentional student. As you know, the greatest enemy to learning is what you already know. I would say the greatest enemy to being your most vibrant self is what you already know. If I ask everybody, you here in the studio and the people that are listening, you know, when's the last time you got a new cell phone? Most people have gotten a new cell phone in the last year or two at the least, right? Why do you do that? Well, with technology, we're forced to upgrade. Otherwise, you become obsolete. You can't be as effective. Now, if I ask you as a human being, when is the last time you updated your intellectual software or your emotional software? Excuse me, that's usually a different answer. My mother was brilliant, a great mom. She gave me a great operating system, i.e. my belief systems were great. They got me far. However, I'm committed to being a global citizen. So I had to be willing to update some of those belief systems, my operating systems, to have the life that I have today.
This is where you drop the mic.
Thank
now.
You. I was thinking,
and you walk out of the studio.
Either that, or Mike and I need to just get up and leave, because there's some truth and knowledge being dropped in here. So that's why we shouldn't leave. Keep listening. Sylvia, you know, the company is Aiming High Transformational Training, and clearly you have opportunity over 26 years. By the way, congratulations. It started
Thank
the company
you.
At age 13. That's really awesome.
That's right.
And so you...
Remember, aging
you're psychic. You're not just a radio.
Well,
getting old is optional.
Also. 13.
Exactly.
Yes.
But so clearly you've had opportunities to do training in front of crowds, but I want to talk to you about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that's the idea of doing women's conferences. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you do one here in Atlanta. So talk a little bit about that and how that's gotten started and what that is all about.
Wow, I love it. You know, it's something. So I'm going to tell you about the women's conference. Yeah. But this is what I love about the work that I do and the benefits I get personally. You know what is overrated? Hindsight is overrated. You know, people say, oh, those were the good old days, right? It's nothing like being in the good times and knowing that you're in the good times. It's nothing like being present to your blessings as they are occurring and then being grateful for them after you have actually accomplished them. So I say this to say, to answer your question about the I Am Woman's Conference. I was in New York City in a car with a group of friends, and we said, wouldn't it be great if, right? And that conversation evolved in what would happen. So I go to a lot of conferences. And much like Billy, not to sound arrogant or anything, most of them are nice, but I leave, and after a couple of hours, everything's the same.
Right.
And so spiritually, quite frankly, I was charged to like not only do a conference, but impact and change women's lives. If they walk away with one or two new pieces of themselves, with a resolve in their souls, and go forth and change their family or their relationship with their children or their businesses or their relationship with their history, themselves, whatever it is that's in the way of their highest self, then I have served them. So I think so often people jump out and do events, but they haven't asked why. What's the point? And then why you? Why me, Sylvia? Why should I be? Why should you give me your time in that way? And so my commitment in those 4 days, women, I love men, love them, married
well,
to
thank
an
you.
Exquisite guy, right? We are one of the greatest forces on the planet. We are the only beings that can give life to another human being. Yet when we got here, as for men too, there was already a existing conversation about who we are as women or who we should be. And very rarely, I found out that I was really onto something, and I don't want to act like I'm so smart. It was a brilliant idea from God, actually. I asked the first question the first year, what does it mean to you to be a woman? And a first woman stood up in the first 5 minutes. She was 38 years old. She says, in my 38 years, I have never answered that question. I'm soon going to be doing an online course called The Five Bold Steps of Living a Life of Freedom. And one of the number one steps to living a free life is clarity. Clarity about who you are, why you are, what matters to you. If you're not clear about what are your core values, you know, what are your non-negotiables, then you become who people tell you you should be. And so the I Am Woman's Conference gives women an opportunity to stop, to get off the merry-go-round of life for 2 days, to renew, to refresh, to be vulnerable and open in a way that we don't when we're with mixed company. And we renew our clarity, because who I was just a year ago is not who I am today. If you don't consistently, as a life practice, get clear about your core values, what matters, why am I here, what am I feeling, what am I experiencing, then you fall into the trap of being what time say you should be, who people say you should be, what society say you should be, and that doesn't work. And I've been a woman that have gone against the grain. At 15 years old, I said, I don't ever want to be anybody's mother. Most people look at me like I got horns. That still today is my truth. It was a good decision. So I'm clear about that. So I never felt the pressure. I was not the girl that said on my little list that I wanted to get married. I did not want to get married. But what I wanted to do was have a lot of fun, see the whole world, and make a lot of money, right? I didn't have any idea how I was going to do that, but that was my mission in life, right? And had I not been clear about who I was, well-intended friends, society would have told me who I should be. And so I've been able to live as a free being, unlike most human beings, I'd say, because of that level of clarity and the relentlessness of my unwillingness to be defined by other people. I heard Billy talk about most cultures suck and yours don't have to. I grew up in a very interesting place. I grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida. I lived 15 minutes from the Kennedys, and do know the worlds were quite different. There was a need to be real clear about my own value and my own worth. That is not an easy dynamic, if you will. It's not like the average city, if you will. In fact, Town and Country wrote a article about Palm Beach, Florida, and it's the only, not so much true anymore, but it was once the richest city in the world. And it's one of the places where two Rolls Royces will come out of the same driveway, having a head-on collision, right? Hopefully they didn't have that. But the truth is, trying to figure out what your first car is going to be versus living that close to that kind of wealth, you've got to be real clear very quickly. And then being an African-American woman on top of that, you must be clear about who you are in order to live a free life. So, and I'm long-winded, so you've got to jump in and ask questions.
We're just waiting for you to take a breath again.
I won't. You have to say, take
but
a breath.
But you had our attention the whole time.
It's okay. Tell me to take a breath, and
okay.
I will.
You're teaching. Come
on. Yeah, we're running out of microphones to drop in the studio before you walk out.
That's good.
And you know what? Neither you nor I have had one moment like that.
No.
So we have something to aspire to.
Yeah, exactly. Great stuff. And we're going to have you come back again at some point. But I do want to ask you, what lies in the future now for Sylvia and for Aiming High?
It's unlimited. I can tell you the things that I can see right now, the things that I know, right? Because I love, and I'm taking that, Billy, what did he say? Pack out your funeral. So I say it this way, at the end of this journey of my life, I'm right now a woman of very few regrets. I have three. I wish I had been a better student. I used to cram and get A's, but I didn't learn any of the material. Hmm. I won't share the other two. Regrets, you want to keep them at a minimum. Regrets turn into resentment. Resentment turn into bitterness. Bitterness turn into brittleness. So I have the go for it attitude. So when I'm done with this game called life, or this gift called life, I want to have very few woulda, shoulda, couldas. It's an old wow right now. By the time it's over, it's going to be a oh wow. But to answer your question.
And you're going
to
pack it out.
And I'm going to pack it out. That's it. But what's coming up next is Atlanta, September 28th and 29th. The I Am Women's Conference is going to be absolutely amazing. Anyone that has not experienced me, one way that you can do that tonight, actually in Atlanta, we're doing the Game Changer Series, which is 2 evenings and 2 days where you get to discover what you don't know that you don't know. And you don't even know you don't know it. So that's something that's coming up. And I tell you, it's so many great things. I Am Woman, the e-learning course is amazing. That you can do it from anywhere in the world. And that's going to be launching in mid-March. And the first one in the series is, as I said, the 5 bold steps of living a life of freedom.
And you are also available for training, whether it's corporate.
Coaching,
yeah, okay, one-on-one
and
groups.
Do corporate trainings, all of those things, and then the one-on-one coaching. Yeah.
And for those that want to find out more about these conferences and seminars and training sessions and all that, if they missed the one you just mentioned going on, you got one tonight, you said. You got one coming up soon. If they miss any of that, you got more coming up in the future. Where can they keep track of all that? Where should they go on the website?
You can go to my website, which is Aiming, A-I-M-I-N-G. High like a mountain, H-I-G-H, Inc. like incorporated, INC.com, aiminghighinc.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all of those great platforms that Billy was talking about earlier. You guys are great. It's been fun. Oh, I want to come back.
Thanks.
Let me come back soon. You're fine.
Well, I want to end on this, though. We joked when we started the show that we had a rapper and a drug dealer, Billy obviously being the rapper, implying that you're the drug dealer, but that's because you were in
pharmaceutical
sales.
That was the first part of my career.
Something tells me the passion that you have now didn't have it back then.
I bet she was good. You crammed as a student. I bet you knew how to be a good salesperson, right?
I was top 3 out of 3,000. Yeah.
So you're making money and everything, but the passion, the love wasn't there.
Spirit, love. Making a difference is really why I'm here on the planet.
Great. AimingHighInc.com.
That's it.
Sylvia, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. It's been great.
And Billy, one last time, BillyBowie.com. Spell that for the spelling challenge like myself.
BillyBowieGhey.com.
Great.
Well done.
Told you it was going to be an interesting show, huh, Stephen?
Mike, I just want to give a little word of testimony here at the end, and then the ushers will come forward and take the offering, and we can all go.
Preach it.
One of the things I love about doing this show, and I've said this on the air, and I've certainly said it off the air to both you and Trey, it's so great to bring in business leaders. It's so great to hear people talk passionately about their business. One of our long-standing jokes is, I wish we could find somebody who's passionate about this particular type of work. We've had people from IT. We've had people from every type of business you can imagine on here. The world of motivational speaking and life coaching and things like that, that is a full market. But it has been such a blessing to sit with two people who, I mean, you want to talk about dropping knowledge and know their stuff and the passion for the people they serve, not the passion for what they say, the passion for the people they serve and what they've learned in their life. When that comes through, it's just been a blessing. So thank you.
So go ahead. Fine, Stephen. You got your drop the mic moment. Drop the mic.
No, no. That was just a good one, man.
Yeah.
He did it.
That was a kumbaya. That was a kumbaya hug moment. So let's get a bonfire going and we'll have some marshmallow s'mores and we'll go home.
Nothing. I got nothing.
You got something from that. You got nothing to give.
Right? I got nothing to give.
Well, yes. You will. You'll find
it. I do want to remind our listeners that they can check out this program anytime they want. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and click on Gwinnett Business Radio, and you can listen to the show 24/7 anytime you want. You can listen to it. Also want to remind you that you can find it on iTunes, and we're also all over social media, Gwinnett Radio X.
Man, that's awesome. That is a drop the mic marketing moment right there.
Wow. He really did it.
He's a literalist.
Yes. So thank you to our producer, Trey. For Stephen, I'm Mike. Thanks to the guest and our listeners. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!